Stop me if this sounds familiar. You're working longer hours than ever, checking off tasks like a machine, yet somehow you're not getting ahead. You might even feel like you're falling behind. Here's the uncomfortable truth. You're caught in what's called the performance paradox, and it's more common than you think. Consider Anjali, a consultant who bristles when her manager offers feedback. She assumes the solution is working harder, when her manager actually wants to make her life easier. Or Gino Barbaro, a restaurant owner, convinced that only he can maintain quality standards, refusing to delegate and ultimately capping his own growth. These aren't lazy people. They're trapped in chronic performance, racing through tasks, hiding uncertainties to appear knowledgeable, and avoiding feedback that might slow them down. Here's what makes this paradox so insidious. It feels productive. You're busy, you're executing, you're getting things done. But like swimming directly against a rip current, all that effort pulls you further from shore. The solution isn't to swim harder, it's to change direction entirely. Improving performance requires something counterintuitive, stopping the relentless execution long enough to actually learn. The escape from this paradox lies in two fundamentally different working modes, the learning zone and the performance zone. In the learning zone, you focus on improvement, trying new strategies, seeking feedback, embracing mistakes as data. In the performance zone, you execute what you already know at the highest level. Lizzie Dipp Metzger exemplifies this distinction. When her husband's business collapsed and she was pregnant with their third child, she took an insurance sales job with zero experience. Rather than just making calls, she committed to learning, attending every class, joining study groups with top performers. Within 7 years, she became New York Life's top agent among thousands. Cirque du Soleil's Olympic-level performers spend every afternoon deliberately practicing new skills, missing connections, falling into safety nets as they attempt extra flips or twirl more fire batons. This isn't wasted time, it's the engine of their continued excellence. What determines your zone isn't location or duration, it's attention. Are you executing flawlessly or stretching beyond current abilities? Both are necessary. The trap isn't performance itself, it's performing without ever learning. Sustainable growth happens when we integrate learning into daily work rather than waiting for dedicated training time. Alex Honnold's rope-free climb of El Capitan illustrates this perfectly. He climbed it 40 times with safety equipment first, studying each placement meticulously. He returned to the learning zone whenever his focus wavered, proving that integrating learning and performance improves results while saving time. Sometimes circumstances force this integration. When a speaker's neighborhood lost power before a midnight keynote, he created an outdoor setup using car headlights and his phone as a hotspot, gaining valuable backup strategies for future presentations. However, learning by doing requires deliberate effort once you're proficient. Simon Tismaneski at Ipsy faced low customer sharing rates, 2.5%, despite product love. He implemented strategic incentives, moving sharers up the waitlist, offering early product previews that eventually generated 60% of new subscriptions without advertising costs. The key is intentionally integrating learning zone elements into your performance, not just repeating tasks and hoping for improvement. Beyoncé reviews her performance videos nightly, analyzing everything from lighting to choreography and sending detailed notes to her crew each morning. If someone at her level still engages in the learning zone, what does that tell us? Deliberate practice means breaking skills into components. 11-year-old drummer Nandi Bushel explained, "I play it slowly, bit by bit, to get it right." Research confirms experts are made, not born. Expertise comes from how you practice. Experiment small before launching big. When General Mills regional yogurt launch failed, they couldn't adjust quickly. Education company Iaduca spent under $20,000 testing 6 countries, identifying 3 profitable markets through rapid, cheap experiments. Work smarter, not harder. Tom Brady won his 7th Super Bowl at 43 by constantly observing teammates. "I look at everything they're doing. That doesn't work." But then he's onto something. His insight? If you're working harder at the wrong things, you're getting better at getting worse. Build intuitive expertise. Apache helicopter pilot Shannon Polson, targeted by anti-aircraft systems over Bosnia, simply turned down the alarm and continued her mission, a decision informed by years of study and experience. Avoid bulldozing, using all available time for one activity. Violinist Nathan Milstein's mentor advised, "If you practice with your fingers, no amount is enough. If you practice with your head, 2 hours is plenty." Elite violinists sleep more, 8.6 hours, than less skilled students, 7.8 hours. Ask why. Effective learning requires believing you can improve, knowing how to improve, and having compelling motivation, whether purpose, interest, or community. Without a compelling why, strategies won't stick. Not all mistakes drive growth. We must know when to elicit, avoid, and learn from them. Research with piano students revealed top performers made as many initial errors as others, but prevented repetition by identifying specific sources and practicing corrections repeatedly. Biologically, mistakes trigger neuroplasticity through epinephrine, alertness, and acetylcholine, focus, but mistakes alone don't create learning. Reflection does. Four types require different responses. Sloppy mistakes occur when executing known tasks incorrectly due to lost concentration. Aha moment mistakes happen when you realize your intended action was wrong, triggering powerful insights. Stretch mistakes emerge when expanding abilities. They signal growth. High stakes mistakes can be dangerous or costly. Aviation fatality rates dropped from 25% in early flight schools to just 6 fatal accidents globally in 2019 through systematic error prevention. To learn effectively, establish reflection practices, block calendar time, incorporate reflection into workflows, adapt meetings for learning discussions, and note mistakes during performance for later review. When medical organizations analyzed errors collectively, they discovered repeated patterns and identified major improvement opportunities. Reflecting with others amplifies learning exponentially. When Satya Nadella became Microsoft's CEO in 2014, he inherited a know-it-all culture where advancement came from being the smartest person in the room. This performance paradox led Microsoft to miss major opportunities in search, mobile, and cloud. With Chief People Officer Kathleen Haugen, Nadella transformed the culture by developing beliefs, habits, and communities centered on questioning, collaboration, and embracing both learning and performance zones. Linda Rabbit's story demonstrates the power of a learner identity. After escaping an abusive marriage that left her financially destitute, she began as an executive assistant at KPMG despite knowing nothing about accounting. When offered a partnership in a construction company, she responded to skepticism with, "Absolutely nothing, but I can learn." This identity helped her found Rand Construction, the largest woman-founded commercial construction company in the United States. Three key beliefs affect growth. Competence, believing in your ability to learn, agency, conviction that you shape your future through action, and transparency, sharing thoughts and feelings appropriately. Habits program us for growth. Proactive habits develop skills before challenges arise, responsive habits help us learn from setbacks, and integrative habits blend learning and performing. When Kevin Mosher became CEO of Clear Choice Dental Implant Centers, he installed video cameras in every consult room, with staff regularly reviewing recordings to improve specific skills. The company created structures for continuous learning, video reviews between consultations, weekly skill-focused meetings, mastery paths with badges, and mentoring requirements, transforming performance across the entire organization. Breaking free from chronic performance transforms not just outcomes, but our entire journey, creating ripples that change lives. When Mariana Costa Checa couldn't find female software developers in Peru, she created Laboratoria, a nonprofit training women from underserved backgrounds for tech careers. Graduates triple their income and become community role models. Learning provides immediate benefits, wonder from discoveries, decreased anxiety from knowing we can overcome challenges, and greater happiness through handling setbacks. Esther Duflo and Abhijit Banerjee applied randomized trials to development economics, helping their field break chronic performance patterns. Since 1995, per capita GDP in the world's poorest countries doubled, child mortality halved, and school attendance rose from 56 to 80%, work earning them the 2019 Nobel Prize. Leonardo da Vinci, with almost no formal schooling, never became trapped in chronic performance. His curiosity made him a self-taught polymath who believed art is never finished, only abandoned. Like Da Vinci, recognize growth never ends. Once you break free from chronic performance, you become an optimistic, resourceful agent of change. Start with your life, then ripple outward to loved ones, colleagues, and communities. By embracing both zones, you achieve extraordinary results while enjoying continuous improvement.